Hello and welcome to Shield Up, your patron-exclusive podcast from RKG. My name is Gav Murphy and today I'm joined by Daniel Krupa.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. We're recording this the day after I do my producer stream for Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
God's hooks in me.
I thought you were going to get all topical then.
And what is it?
The day after, like, some event. I was like, what?
Yeah, the day after all the layoffs. Well, someone was in the chat, like, on the producer stream going like, oh, maybe the poster stream, I'm not sure. It was just like, hey, Gav, what do you think about the layoffs? I was like, it's your first time here. I was like, what do you think? I was like, this shit. It's like, oh, do you think it's because of, like, you know, overhiring in front of that? I was like, I'll be honest with you, I'm not smart enough to answer that. I'll be honest. Like, yeah. And I was like, I said something and I was like, I'm pulling that out of my ass. I just pulled that out of my ass. So yeah. I literally don't know. Like, I don't know anything.
As a general rule, bad.
Don't. It's really shit. I have been in a company. I think at Future Publishing, I survived 5 rounds of redundancies.
Really?
It's fucked up.
5 round tables?
Yeah, 5 round tables. Yeah. Because I was the traitor. Thing is, I did feel like that a little bit because that was when Future Publishing was like discovering that video was going to be the future. And obviously for a company that primarily makes paper magazines.
Yeah.
That was a
future, big, ironically, big, very short-sighted.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. So everyone fucking hated me. Everyone, because I came
is
in.
Is he the future? Like, you're joking me.
I came in and was just
Gav, like, makes 3D videos.
Yeah, I was like, safe from the start. Like, I think the first round of redundancies was like my second day. They were talking about the redundancies at my first
meeting. Because of
meeting.
Him?
Yeah. At my first meeting, my first team meeting. They're like, oh yeah, some shit's going to go down tomorrow. Like, it was rough.
That's the thing. I didn't have a lot of like workplace experience. So when stuff like that happens, you're like, ah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it sucked, man. It was really bad. And then, yeah, eventually I did not succumb to it, but it was like, I had this asshole boss. I've definitely told the story, I think, but I've definitely told this part in the pub anyway. By this asshole boss that was just like, in the 5th round, was like, oh, just so you know, like, there's going to be some redundancies tomorrow. Your job is absolutely safe, though. I was like, oh, okay. Well, obviously that's really sad, but good, I suppose. Like, and he was like, it is going to be moving to Bath, though. I was like, oh, she's moving to a different part of the country. Mm. Yes. And you will have to interview for her. Okay.
And he said this at the round table.
Yeah.
You said I was safe earlier.
Yeah. Every time you say something else, mate, it's sounding less and less like my job is safe.
It sounds like I've got to apply for a job in Bath.
Yeah. And I don't know.
And what's the job? Different to my job.
Yeah. There was one.
So it's for a different company. You just sent me a listing for a job in Bath.
Gumtree. You just sent me a Gumtree link. You'd be great at this, Gav. You'd be really good at this job, actually. We're holding you back by having you here, man.
It says plumber. Look,
yeah. I would thought you'd be. Well, you've got all that Mario experience now.
So. I said I fixed my boiler last week, and now you're trying to outsource me to Bath.
He said, like, yeah, there was one time at Future, one round of redundancies, where they just got rid of a role across the magazines. So they were just like, production editors, what do they actually do there? And every single person who works in a magazine is like, we cannot make a magazine without a production editor. Take the deputy editor before you take the production editor. And they're like, yeah, but O&M has been, because basically a guy who was the production editor, and that, like, from what I understand about his role, he basically like subbed the entire magazine, put it all together, and you know, it's like a very thankless task. His name's not on anything.
Yes.
Like on any of the articles or anything like that. But our guy went on paternity leave, but he took extended paternity leave. So he took some unpaid. So he was actually away for like 3 mags. And in that time, they didn't give us any money to replace him or anything like that. So then at the end, they were just like, well, you've been doing it for 3 months without him, so
probably doesn't need it.
Yeah,
no, but like,
and that completely changed the company.
It's like I landed the plane with one engine,
yeah,
but I would ideally like 2.
That is literally what they did, though. They just got rid of the production editor role, and anybody who knows anything about magazines in the magazines, it was just like, this is stupid. This is the stupidest thing you guys have ever done.
That is like, yeah, that is like BA watching Sully going, I reckon we
did all right, didn't
he? Yeah, he did all right.
Yeah,
hero.
Results speak for themselves. Is everyone alive? Yes, they are. Well, there we go then.
It's like, no. You're an American hero.
Yeah. It's like, we'll build a team of heroes, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, fucking nut stuff. Here we go. This is a nice Welsh one, Stark. This is actually going to go out on St. David's
Nepotism.
Day. Here we go. It says, hey, boys.
That's how you get your question read out.
Yeah.
You just say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nice Welsh one to start, and there's nothing to do with Wales in it, yeah. He said, they said, hey, boys, got a fun anecdote I thought I'd share. I was recently taking part in a pub quiz when a certain question was asked. What common surname is Welsh for grey? Lloyd or Hughes? I immediately thought, he spelled it wrong here, but he spelled it as Lloyd, not as Lloyd. He's like, I immediately thought Lloyd, but my reasoning was somewhat baffling to my teammates. I thought Lloyd because I knew Gwyn meant white. Thank you, Gav. And Allfather Lloyd is mentioned in Dark Souls as a leading figure in the Way of White. That was my only reasoning for my answers. I fortunately am unfamiliar with the Welsh language. My teammates paid no attention to my ramblings about a video game, put Hughes, which, as I'm sure Gav already knows, was incorrect. Not much else to say, just a fun intersection between Dark Souls and Welsh language that I thought at least Gav might appreciate. Daniel does as well. Keep up the good work, boys. Generally love everything you do. Thanks. P.S. Can't wait for Gav to experience all the Welsh goodness in Elden Ring. First episode was a banger. First series is a banger, sorry. Looking forward to the rest of this journey with you boys. Amazing. Yeah, so Lloyd must be then as a thing of...
So Lloyd does mean grey.
No, Lloyd. So double L-W-Y-D means grey. But Lloyd have a double L. So
is Lloyd the anglicization of a Welsh word?
It must be the anglicization of Lloyd.
Because I would almost think Lloyd's that posh Englishman's name.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Lloyd.
Well, that's what I thought about...
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Well, that's the weird thing about...
it's called Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah. Lloyd is a Welsh surname originating with the Welsh adjective Lloyd, most often understood as meaning grey. There we go.
Well, that's the thing. Allfather Lloyd was the leader of the Way of White, which is a faction in Dark Souls. There is something. There's a Lloyd's Talisman. Right. Maybe that has something to do with grey on. But I guess maybe it's that idea of maybe losing their way a little bit, not as pure as they used to be.
Yeah?
Because I think there was some speculation that Lloyd is Gwyn's brother.
Really?
I think so.
Here you go, Lloyd's Talisman.
My Dark Souls.
What does it do?
One more is a bit
rusty. Talisman utilized by Allfather Lloyd's cleric knights to hunt down the undead. Blocks Essa's recovery within a limited area. In the outside world, the undead are accursed creatures, and Lloyd's cleric knights are widely praised for their undead hunts. This blessed talisman blocks undead recovery, allowing the knights to fight with
it. So you can't use Essa's. And I think there's that thing, because in that's the idea, the clerics in Dark Souls, in the pursuit of this doctrine, have almost become very cruel fanatics.
Yeah.
You're just hunting people down and maybe less than white, kind of losing their way a little bit. Like a lot of religious factions do when they pursue something so fundamentally.
Yeah. The thing is, that's not an accident.
It's good shit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not an accident. Man.
There's obviously we can't. I won't go into any specifics. I know what I'm doing here. But there's something in the trailer for the Elden Ring DLC.
Yeah.
Where somebody's gone back into the base game and went, you fucking joking me that they've planned this? And it's just this is this little detail. And some of it might have been intentional, but some of them might be what have we got in the game that makes thematic sense through here? And you're just honestly, I don't know, we wank them off a lot. No one is working on their level in terms of storytelling.
It's a different thing, isn't it?
There's an amazing detail. Andrew Goldfarb sent this to me the other day.
Yeah.
Because Miyazaki did a round of interviews.
I saw.
To support DLC. And there's a good IGN one. The one that I think has got some amazing specifics in is the Famitsu one.
Right.
The guy, he goes into I don't know, it's a translation or cultural thing, but he gives them some very definite answers on stuff. But in the IGN one, he says, I think it's the IGN interview, Miyazaki says there's a secret in the base game that's still not been found.
What?
And he's like, maybe it's more to do with interpretation, but he's like, I'm not seeing it anywhere.
Because I saw that headline, but I didn't click on it just in case.
What else what's that?
Because I saw that headline just in case. It was really funny, actually. I was telling Powers about it, but it was like...
If I was Miyazaki and there wasn't, I'd still say it.
Yeah. Because you were here when the trailer dropped and you said, shall I watch it? Yeah. And then I can let you know whether or not you can watch it or not. And I was like, I'm not going to watch it. But I was like, yeah. So I was sitting, our desks are opposite, and I was sitting watching you watch it. And then at the end, you'd be like, yeah, don't watch that.
I think it was in the first 5 seconds.
Is it? Yeah.
I just went, yeah, probably basically didn't watch this. Like, I obviously kind of thought that would be the case, but I think an interesting thing I was thinking the other day, because it is good to go into, like, you guys go into everything blind. Mm. I mean, all definitions of that.
Yeah.
For powers. Whether at the end of part three of Elden Ring, mm. we watch the trailer, or do we just go and play it? Do you know what I mean?
Good question.
Do you know what I mean? Because it might be fun, like, because we don't make a lot of those. You could actually just do a fun standalone RKG video that's 10 minutes long where
yeah.
you just watch it. And that's like also our promo for the DLC series.
Yeah.
Or you just go in not knowing it, seeing anything.
Mm.
It's kind of hard because, like, we showed you on Roundtable Hold the story trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which got you hyped. But also, I didn't show you the gameplay trailer.
No.
Because the gameplay trailer shows you a bunch of shit that you,
yeah.
I think it's better not to see.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So it's a fine one because this is like, does get you really hyped for it. Mm. But then also you do see stuff in advance. I don't know.
I think like...
I mean, we've got years to think about that.
Yeah. I think I'll be fine with seeing it. I think the thing that I wouldn't... Is the thing that...
Discuss it.
The thing that I would be more inclined to not, if it was just like, you know, if something, there was something like slightly ambiguous that we were having a really fun time, like going like one person's coming down on one side and one person's coming down on another side. And then the trailer's just like, it's this side.
Yeah. Nah.
It's like the end of Mad Men, like ends, I won't yeah. spoil it for anyone, but it's like, it ends in like quite an ambiguous way. And it's really fun. It's really fun to have that conversation going like, how do you interpret it? You know, and the same with The Sopranos. Like in the same.
Well, I was literally about to say to you in 5-10 years time, last episode, what it's going to be is that I'm going to sit down and I'm just going to like, don't stop.
Yeah, but it's like it's really fun to have those things. And then Matthew Weiner, who was the creator of Mad Men, just came out and be like, "Oh no, it's this actually." And you're like, "Why have you done that? Like, why have you?" It was like, that was such a fun conversation to have. And you've just taken that away from people. Do I just go in, no, it's this actually. Fuck you then.
Last episode like, of retry, prepare to try. Should we give it a go?
Nah.
Yeah. It's black. It's gone.
It's gone. Yeah, so like, yeah, but it's fun seeing people really excited about it as well. But yeah, I thought that was a really good one. So yeah, it's nothing worse than getting shouted down at a pub quiz, but there's nothing better than getting shouted down on a pub quiz and you're right.
Yeah, I've very much taken the strategy, like I'll say it a couple of times
yeah.
and then I'll shut up because like I've been just like, you don't, it's better to be it that way than you put your balls on the line yeah. and you're wrong.
Yeah, or the other way where yeah. you're making it not fun for people as well by going, it's fucking this.
I mean, I think we've all yeah. done quizzes with those people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, can I have a look at the picture round?
Yeah.
does that live with you now, does it? Yeah. Okay, cool. You know who I'm talking about.
I once did a film quiz with someone, and I used to do it with a bunch of people. You're right there, buddy. Francis, having a little dig.
There you go.
I used to do like a pub quiz with people where we only met to do this quiz, and
I've not done a pub quiz for eons.
Yeah, and then a couple of us got together as like the best thing, because like you get to, I did this film quiz so many times that you got to know the other teams, because yeah, everyone would hang out and drink and stuff afterwards. People come up and be like, oh, did you get that? Like,
this is Bigger Boat.
Yeah, Bigger Boat, when Bigger Boat was at the up in Highgate. And then that's one of the times that I met our mate Andrew Nurga, like a mate that we both share. And so then we put
the Nurganator.
Yeah, the Nurganator. So we put together like this little like dream team to do, I think it was Den of Geek. Like Den of Geek used to do like a regular pub quiz. We might have even done a couple, I think, together.
Yeah, that does ring a bell, yeah.
But the prizes in Den of Geek were just out of control because they would write to all of the film PRs and everyone, so there's a team of five, and everyone would get these like, these little goodie bags. Then also like the winning team, it was just like Warner Brothers just emptied their thing, being like, here we go, here's 50 Blu-rays. And I remember doing a film quiz with one guy, and don't get me wrong, he was a friend of Nurga's, I think he was someone, but we were all mates, and then they brought in this guy. He was unbelievable, like he knew
ringer.
Yeah, he knew the answer to every question, right? So then but it's just like, that is good to have someone who knows the answer to every question.
I don't need to be here.
Yes, but so we would be having a conversation. You'd just be sitting there going, no, it's that. No, it's that. No, it's that. No, it's that. I mean, like, great. And then when it came at the end, obviously we won. So we won. So we get like, it wasn't like 50 Blu-rays. It was like 20 Blu-rays, right? And all there. It was actually 20th Century Fox, because that's how I ended up owning like X-Men fucking Apocalypse or whatever it was. Not Apocalypse. Phoenix, I think. Anyway. One that I didn't need. Where you stay from that. But so we had all these DVDs there and everyone was like, you know, being polite, going like, oh, you know, like everyone will take it in turns and stuff like that. He just reached in, grabbed five, and he was, these are the ones I'm taking. I had the most answers right, so I'm taking these. And we were like, you are right, oh, but yeah, we've all now made up our minds about you.
You like, probably won't do this again.
Yeah. He just reached in, picked up five, and was just like, yep, those are mine, because I'm the best on this team.
Surely you've seen them.
Yeah, you fucking better.
We should do the Bigger Boat again.
Yeah, we should.
It goes really quick.
Yeah.
Also, I went to the Halloween one. I think they did do one this year. I think last year they just didn't do a Halloween special.
Which is wild, because like, that's the one.
Just come on, mate.
That's the one that I think they're known for.
We should definitely try and get the Halloween one this year.
Yeah. If you're ever in London, because lots of people mess us all the time about doing stuff in London, but if you're ever in, check out Bigger Boat Film Quiz.
It goes really quick.
Yeah.
But you have to be on, like, get on their mailing list if you want to do it.
So if you're ever in London and you know you're going to be, it's just something
they
to
do. They do put a lot of effort in.
To check in. It's a really interesting one. It says, hello, boys. Primordial/dyslexic slug here. First thing first. Part one of Elden Ring was absolutely amazing. You say you took this long because you wanted to make the definitive playthrough and you've just exceeded all expectations. I have a couple of questions asked, but first, I believe I've met my first ever slug in person, being my son's primary school teacher. He commented on my retry hoodie, saying, nice hoodie. And I replied, do you know who they are? And he said, yeah. Nothing more has been said. I'm not sure if I can really bring up the conversation on the playground that pickup time. How cool is that? That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
I think my niece's old teacher used to listen.
Really?
But I don't, that could have been IGN UK or something.
Mm.
But like my niece once went, oh, my teacher listens to your podcast. She could have meant the show.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. That is pretty cool, though. My mum works in a pub in London, and the owner's son is really into us.
Who's that?
My mum works in a pub in Wales.
Oh, you said in London.
Oh, sorry. No.
Sorry, I was sorry, just like, in Wales, your mum's in London.
No.
Yeah,
right,
That's what threw me there.
Yeah. My mum works in a pub, and she's worked there for years. And the owner's son is really into us. But the owner's son's best friend is absolutely, have seen every single thing that we've ever done and got him into it. And they just like, he's like, she's like, my mum, I think he was basically talking, going, oh yeah, like, my parents said you've got a son who works in London. And she was like, yeah. He's like, oh, what does he do? And she was like, oh, he's on YouTube. He does a thing. He does like, he used to work for IGN. And he's like, is he Welsh? And he's like, yeah. He's like, is it Gav Murphy? And she's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, and he wouldn't believe her. And then she was like, he's like showing her and stuff like that. How cool is that? Really cute.
That's really nice.
The other thing says, after your Royal Rumble stream, it got me thinking, would you ever do anything in FIFA like that for maybe the Euros? You could do a career mode and maybe make the team from scratch, or even pro clubs if you wanted to get community involved. We have definitely talked about that.
I think we once like talked about it, yeah, like trying to win it with Wales.
Yeah. Can we win it with Wales? But it's fine because they'll win the actual one.
Wales, so, England combined 11?
Yeah, we could do that. Definitely do that. I mean, like, I don't know how many.
I'm putting Bellingham in.
Yeah, it'd be quite hard.
I'll do full 50-50.
Yeah, that'd be really good. The only thing is like, I want the pressure off me for playing that.
I don't play FIFA.
Like you don't play FIFA, I don't play FIFA. But we do football watching
manager,
FIFA is amazing.
Simulate it. Like do football manager.
Yeah. Watching FIFA
just
is
like
still
a
really
big spreadsheet.
Good. In lockdown, I did like a thing for Rare where like, I commented on games that they played. It was Rare versus Playground Games, and they played a bunch of 11v11 in FIFA games against each other. And I commented on that. I was like, it's fucking good to do that. Like, when you don't have to actually do it. And that's the good thing. And, you know, that's the good thing about doing the Royal Rumble thing as well. It's like, we haven't actually got a player. But then you are relying on the computer to be good. Looking forward to part two, and maybe even... You know when the PlayStation crashed in Elden Ring?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm 30.
People obviously saw our menu.
Oh, right.
And are just taking wild things from that. So
this always happens like, yeah, on streams. Because also what you need to know, that menu sometimes draws in from personal accounts.
Yes, it does, yeah. So it draws in from personal accounts.
Because we all have a profile on that PlayStation.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so it does
and that,
draw
yeah,
in games,
because
yeah,
when I downloaded the other day Final Fantasy when I was in,
yeah,
that was then on my homepage.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the thing. So, but then people have gone like, oh, they had Dark Souls remastered. on the thing. What are they doing with that? They had Resi 4 on it. What are they doing with that? It's like, that's every game. Like, I add shit to my library all the time. Like, but yeah. So lastly, I've been writing into the IGN UK podcast with some questions, but ending the email with, give the boys back PTT, every little helps, all of us Scott.
I bet they love that. Please keep doing that.
Please keep doing
Please keep doing that.
You probably won't get your letters read out like that, though.
Yeah. Who else could you email? Yeah. I nearly said a bunch of emails addresses. Yeah. You can figure them out. A lot of them are just at IGN.com.
Yeah. So a lot of them are just first letter of the first name, surname, at, and that goes, that's not just IGN, that goes for pretty much BBC as
and,
well.
And if you're big dogs, it's just your first name.
It's your first name. Did you have Cooper at IGN.com?
No.
What?
I could have maybe by the end wangled that. Cooper at, yeah.
What if I could have had Gav at IGN.com?
I think they were just like, it's all gone now.
Get out.
Why are you asking for it? You just quit.
Yeah. This is a really, really, really nice story. It says, hey boys, with the GTA 6 trailer, having watched the GTA 6 trailer load and streaming boom for Tom Petty, because Tom Petty's in it. So he's obviously getting quite a big.
Yes, please.
Exactly, yeah.
One last payday for Petty.
That's pretty cool, isn't it, when something like that happens now and you're just like, you just end up getting one, loads of people who are into Tom Petty now, never listened to him before.
Well, what,
and he gets a shitload of money.
What happens if we finish Elden Ring and then in 5 years' time, we're like fucking searching for Sugarman?
Mm.
Where that just blows up.
Yeah.
There you go. Residual YouTube income. That's retirement sorted.
It's all there. It's always going to be there.
That's the thing. Imagine telling I think there's literally a Doctor Who episode that is this.
Yeah.
Telling Vincent van Gogh, like, do you know you're considered to be the greatest artist of the last 200 years?
Does that happen in Doctor Who?
Yeah. I think, I mean, he people speculate on what kind of psychological condition he had, like bipolar condition, committed suicide in poverty. And I think Doctor Who takes him to like the National Gallery and like sits him down in front of his painting. It's written by Richard Curtis.
Right.
And it's just like, this is what you mean to, and he sees people walking past his painting. I've seen it out of context. I'm not a big Doctor Who fan. I watched that scene. It was like, that's a really clever idea.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And it's just like, look at what you mean to people.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's loads of artists like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's really nice.
That'll happen to us one day.
Yeah.
Being a Doctor Who episode.
Being a Doctor Who episode.
Like,
oh, it's such a great show. I've watched it loads now. I keep getting it recommended on my YouTube, but I'll watch it again. The Tom Petty GTA 6
Doctor Who. Big Doctor Who guy.
It's not out this year. It's out next year, isn't it?
Six?
Yeah.
I think, this 2025. Yeah.
That's what people kicking off about.
So there's a story the other day where apparently Rockstar have said like from April, everyone's back in the office 5 days a week to finish it.
Oh, really?
We've been working on it for 10 years.
Fuck. Yeah, but if you're working on it in little bits and bobs, then you're like, we got 5 minutes.
They think it's massive.
We've actually parted back a little bit. But yeah, he said, I wanted to share a fun fact. I myself am 40 this year, and my childhood in the States was underscored by Tom Petty's music. My parents were the kind of fans that when he'd come around, they'd see him as many times as they could, even hanging with the band backstage and at their hotels a few times.
Cool.
When Tom's first record came out, featuring now classic American Girl, Radiohead didn't know what to do with him. It was the mid-70s, old school rock and roll was slowly dying off, killed by a combination of disco and 30-minute progressive rock songs, and Tom's short, punchy tunes were thought of as a relic of the past. That is, until they toured the UK. Management found out their debut album was getting, this is kind of what we were just saying about Sugarman, debut album was getting play, and music magazines were giving him some of the best praise he so richly deserved. So they packed up for the first overseas tour. And where was the first performance? On May 8th, 1977, opening for Nils Lofgren, the Capitol Theatre in Cardiff.
Hello.
The tour was a smash success and inevitably helped the band find their footing when they got back to the States.
This is a really knowledgeable email.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really good. So as a lifelong fan, I'd just like to extend a thank you to Cardiff and the Welsh people for having exquisite taste. And to anyone not familiar with Tom's music, get on Spotify and check it out.
That's the thing.
There aren't many artists with as long a profound a history as Tom Petty.
That's the thing, that I'm not like super well acquainted with his music. I probably listened to it bit when I was younger.
Yeah.
But like, when you hear his voice and that sound, like, you just go, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
He's just got such a distinctive like American rock voice.
Yeah.
It's really like evocative.
Which is
why it's such a great choice for that trailer.
Yeah. which is probably why it did so well outside of America, like to start with, because it's like, there's probably, not saying that, because he does sound very different, but like a lot of people being like, I've heard this. I've heard something like this. Do you know what I mean?
Whereas but it's like, that is the sound like.
Yeah. That's really good. So cool. What a cool story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I love that they went to see him as well.
Wales, the Kingmakers.
Yeah. Although it always does stress me out when I see like old big gigs. Because I feel like they were
dangerous,
massively oversold constantly. Like security was very different then. Safety was really different then.
Well, it's like when you go like English football or British football, as they go, it was a record attendance there. It was like, well, it's not really. The record attendance was in 1891.
Yeah.
It was 200,000 people.
You're like,
well, that's dangerous, isn't it? And they're like on a wooden stand and you're like...
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, that's the thing is like, anytime that I see Live Aid, don't get me wrong, Live Aid was probably a laugh, but I think it, same of like the first Woodstock, I think how much of a laugh that they were is not real.
Yeah, no one ever talks about the toilets at Woodstock, do they?
Well, that's the thing. And whenever, like anytime I see any footage of Live Aid, because it was at Wembley, wasn't it? Like
Philadelphia,
yeah. The Wembley one, having been to Wembley.
And that's the old Wembley as well.
And the old Wembley, I look at it and go, imagine how much of a pain in the ass it was to get a beer.
Nice. I mean, what was it even then? Was that like all cask?
Yeah, or were you allowed to take your own shit in?
It wouldn't have been like, called beer back then, would it?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know.
It just looks like, or even to go
you,
for a pee.
You going across the running track.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, it looked like such a pain in the ass. But that's what
like at the end of Bohemian Rhapsody when he goes to his mum, do you want to come to lunch? She's like, nah, it looks like a pain in the ass. Can I get a beer?
No.
And then we say, oh. Not.
How many people going? Loads.
Have a good time, Fred.
Yeah, I'll watch on telly.
Yeah.
I'll watch that at a pub. It'll be easier. Thing is, on like,
it's like, I'm not doing, it's like when you were a kid, you used to come down and like getting me to do call and response with you. No, just eat your tea, Fred.
Yeah. Thing is, I've been to lots of festivals in my time. That's why Glastonbury's never appealed to me because it's too big. And like lots of people are like, yeah, but it's not about the music though. I can do that from the house. Like I cannot listen to the music in the house.
Yeah.
But like me and my friend Powell.
It's so big.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to be around that many people.
No. But the thing is, like, there's some, like, proper... I know a lot of it is, like, it's like a folk festival.
Yeah.
You go around and there's arts
and there's
stuff
pocket.
Like that.
I'm sure you could find a little pocket you like.
Absolutely.
But, like, going to that centre stage, it's like...
Yeah.
If I was in the middle of that, I think I'd have a panic attack.
Because that's the thing is, like, while I'm not saying there's not amazing stuff to do in Glastonbury and finding you... And, like, I think a fun thing would be, like, going off by yourself and finding cool stuff. That's always a fun thing to do at a festival. If it was like, oh, yeah, but, like, Adele is over on the main stage, I kind of like to see that. Like, I kind of like to see Bruce Springsteen play.
Yeah, because like even the thing is, even if it's like an artist, you know, it's like feels like a big event.
But then you just go and watch it and you're like, this doesn't look great. But me and my friend Powell did try and get tickets to Glastonbury once and we failed. We didn't manage to get tickets. So we literally, there was a pub called the Mysacumer Inn in Mysacumer. It's like our local pub. We went.
How did you come up with the name?
We went on 3 all-dayers in the Mysacumer Inn and just asked them to put Glastonbury on. And they were like, yeah, if you want. We just literally sat in the pub, drinking all day and watching Glastonbury Highlights. Because BBC's Glastonbury Highlights are fucking amazing.
That coverage is bonkers.
Yeah. We just sat it all day watching it. And we were like, this is wicked.
That coverage is unbelievable.
It's like playing with like, we sat in the lounge bit and we had it on there. Then we went in the bar, played some pool. Like drank 12 pints, watched Glastonbury 3 days in a row. Fucking
so have you been to Glastonbury in a way?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, yeah, but yeah, it's quite funny looking back at all stuff. I'd be like, oh, I think that looks like a pain in the ass, but I'm sure it was great. All right, let's have a little Ming and No Fear play then. It says, hello lads, loving everything you're putting out at the moment. I don't even bother with a Netflix or Amazon subscription because you make enough for me in a week to not need anything else. That's very kind of you. I've got a very loose Ming and No Fear play for you. Something you mentioned on Roundtable Horde about Radigan leaving Rinala a great rune when they broke up. And Gav said, can I still use your Netflix? Anyway, it reminded me of when my Spanish ex broke up with me a few years ago. And a few months after we broke up, I noticed the subtitles on Netflix kept changing back to Spanish. I realized she was still using my Netflix account.
I thought he was going to say his RKG, like his Patreon account.
Yeah, I mean, that's wicked. I realized she was still using my Netflix account. I had to sign out of all devices to make sure she couldn't get back in. So Ming and No Fair Play using your ex's Netflix after you broke up with them.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's like, it's probably Ming.
I mean, there's just no need, is there? Like, it's one of those things. Ming, I guess we use sometimes Mingan is like not on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I love that she just had the goal just like just put in the
subtitles. Maybe she didn't realize.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thing is, like, a lot of people maybe don't because
it's just all signed in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe you do, actually. I don't know. Because
your name comes up on it.
Yeah, I'm going to go into David's profile.
Yeah.
No, I can't understand this. Put Spanish on.
I had to explain to my mum so many times because, well, Netflix doesn't count now. But I used to basically pay for all of my family's Amazon Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus. So they all used my logins for those. Well, you can't do Netflix now.
My mum still works.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like if you try to use Netflix at the same time, it would knock her off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think like you're allowed to go on holidays. You're allowed to use it on holiday. But then if your home
it's like
one
concurrent.
Yeah. So if your home one is using it, they know you're not on holidays.
Is it? But you know, like you can have two profiles running in the same house. So if it's on the same ISP,
yes. So you could have
your kids were using it in the other room.
Absolutely,
that's okay.
Yeah,
so
that's absolutely
like,
fine. Yeah. So
I got my mum. I got a VPN working on my mum's telly the other day.
Oh, really?
She got really into this like medical show, and she's like, "Oh, apparently she's not doing this with the gender. She just didn't know." She's like,
"Yeah.
Oh, on Netflix in America, apparently seasons 4 to 6 are on there." And I was like,
"Oh, wow,
I can sort that out for you."
Yeah.
So I got an Express VPN working on her telly. Yeah. So now she's on all the American Netflix.
That's amazing. It's funny. it's fun when you do something like that because something like working for us to work something like that out, we kind of know exactly how to do it, or it's a quick Google and be like, "Well, I can follow those steps." Whereas that would be beyond my mum's capabilities, I think, to do.
What picture do you give your mum on Disney Plus? My mum's the Hulk.
Oh, what's my mum?
I made her the Hulk day one. She likes the Hulk.
Hang on, let's have a look. What have I made her? What are you? I'm Chewbacca.
I'm a big great white shark because they added sharks for Shark Week.
Nice. Like that.
They change them quite. They add new ones all the time.
Oh, my mum is... Is that from Sleeping Beauty?
That's...
Bippity boppity boo.
For a second I thought that was the woman who's turned into the wardrobe in Beauty and the Beast, but it's not.
It's
the fairy godmother.
Yeah, that's it. She's fairy godmother. That's what she
You've
is.
You've got a lot of counts on there. I didn't know you could have that many.
Yeah.
Who else have you got?
Got me, Clara. That's Clara's parents, my mum, my friend Rod. That's my sister and my niece. And then this is my friend Dan Douglas, who wasn't very well once. So it was just as Disney Plus had started. Yeah, Double D. Dan Douglas, Double D. So it was just, he wasn't very well. And it was just as Disney Plus had kicked off. And I was like, oh, this might be a nice thing to do. I was like, I just messaged him being like, oh, hey man, I know you're not very well. So I've just added you to my Disney Plus if you want to use that. And I've never taken him off. So that's good.
Favorite duck, Donald or Daffy?
Donald. Absolutely Donald.
Really? Yeah.
I guess Daffy, I probably have more of a conversation with, but yeah, I don't know if it's Ming or fair play. I think if you can get away with it.
Also, it depends on the circumstance of the breakup.
That's true, actually.
If they cheat on you, and they say, you'd be like, it's a bit of salt in the wound, isn't it?
Pack it in.
Yeah, you've messed up all my fucking suggestions here. And my life.
Yeah. do you know what is Minging? And I've done this by accident. No, maybe
buying stuff.
I don't know. Yeah,
on someone else's account.
Yeah, when we were at when we were away for regular features, we all got back. We all stayed in an Airbnb, and we all got back hammered. And we did a live show in Nottingham. Then we got back hammered, and we were like, "Let's watch Hot Shots." So we were like, because Hot Shots had just finished on telly, so we were like, "Oh, let's watch Hot Shots
Part 2."
Hot Shots had just finished, but we were like, "Oh, let's watch Part 2. Let's watch Part." So we went onto Amazon Prime and just bought it, and whoever was logged in paid for that. But I mean, that's like $3.49.
In what location? An Airbnb?
Yeah.
That's on them for not signing out. Sorry, I thought you meant you bought it on an ex's account.
No.
Oh,
he's watching
Hot Shots.
That was just an account whoever's logged in that Airbnb bought Hot Shots Pastor.
Well.
It's quite naughty.
Well.
Hell of a film, though, if they've not seen it.
Yeah.
I would like to think that they were pissed off, but then we're like, well, he's bought it now, so I might not watch it. And then you watch it and you're like, I think the rate of jokes in that film like is actually sort of unbelievable. Like, it's I think it's such a funny film.
Sequel
such...
is better than the original.
Yeah, definitely.
People say Godfather Part 2. I say Hot Shots Part 2.
Hot Shots Part 2 is definitely better than the first one. I think the first one is good, but the second one...
It really found the stride.
I don't think there's not a sentence in there that isn't a joke, which is mad. And you think, oh, that's too much. Like, so obviously the hit rate is more because they're chucking a lot out there. But like, I don't think there's a sentence in it that's not funny or there's not a specific joke. You're like, that's fucking great. It's not a wasted word in Hot Shots Part 2, let me tell you. It's probably, I think there's quite a lot of not-on stuff in their mind. So if you watch it now new, I'm not saying that I support everything that they say in it.
It's an historical artifact.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. But it's a very good, it's a very good film. But it's like when we were watching Jonathan Creek, it's like when we did that podcast, we were like, we had to have a section that was just like, that is not on. And I want you at home to know that we know.
Enjoying the show is not a tacit endorsement of its views.
Yes, that is not.
Because I like the magic stuff.
Yes, the magic stuff is really good. And the mystery stuff is very good as well. I don't know then, what are we saying? Mingan or fair play? I actually think...
I think slightly Mingan.
I can
well, it's not Mingan. Good,
it's not
it?
Fair play.
Yeah.
So it has to be Mingan. Like, that's I think that's where we can come down on. Yeah, it's not... But yeah, also, if she cheated on you or something like that, then like she's just like, can you maybe pay $5.99 a month? That'd be great for me, actually.
Because, you know, like, for my self-respect,
yeah,
$5.99 too much.
It's really not doing my mind any good, actually.
Do you want to help me rebuild my confidence for $5.99 a month?
Yeah. Here we go. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. That was another episode of Shield Up. If you want to get in touch, as you can, bit.ly/shieldup, capital S, capital U. See you next week.